What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Marathon Selling Podcast. I want to get into this new content series that I think is needed. It's really mandatory right now. And I had a great conversation with Dr. Tim Goodwin on the Joe Lemon Show podcast. I'm going to drop that out tomorrow. You got to check it out. I'll give you a quick clip in a second, though. But I really want to talk about what it takes to scale up a service-based business. I think we're going through a crazy time for people that are offering services, right? Because, man, there's just so many challenges that are out there in the field. People are getting lost in the actual sauce, man. There's inconsistencies in how their team's showing up. And, man, there's just a lot of opportunities for good people to really build better businesses and, you know, get out of this mindset of just chasing dollars and really servicing your people, your niche. I'm going to get into seven strategies that are going to help you get there. But before I do that, I want to share this clip that I did with Dr. Tim Goodwin because it woke me up to some of the things that I'm just like, man, people are really missing it. And after having a little lackluster experience of taking my kid over to his doctor's office, man, and people were, you know, dragging and just attitude was just off, man. The vibe, people wanted to get out of work. They were rushing to get home. And I'm just like, man, people need this right now. People need to wake up and get involved in life, not just their business, but in life. And so much so that I really believe that one of the biggest challenges that we have here is that because the U.S. is comfortable, we make everything so convenient. You know, you go across the globe, you travel outside the country, and you realize how comfortable we have it here. And one of the biggest challenges is that being comfortable can be your kryptonite, right? So check out this clip from an actual Dr. Tim Goodwin, man. He talks about how him and his wife, Holly, have been married for 17 years. He's been doing his business for over, I think, 23 years or so, but 20 plus years. Let's call it that, right? So he's obviously in the game. He knows it. He's beat that 7-year mark when most businesses kind of, you know, fizzle out. So, all right, let's get into this piece.
I'm walking stale chiropractic offices, bro. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be in here. You walked in my office, bro. We got music going. We got
energy.
Essential oils blowing around, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make it like a show. Look at yourself. If your office isn't cool, make it cool, right? Then get pumped up, get excited, man. If you get excited and then you're just going to double it up. But dude, from the front, dude, you walk in, you got a front desk girl that doesn't want to be there. The chiropractor's burned out. The office is ugly. Then they're wondering, what the hell? So it's not rocket science. And I tell everyone, bro, I don't care what you did yesterday. You got to get inspired, man. You're inspired and pumped up. Whatever you're going to do is going to do better. But it's first, it comes from the person inside, man. And you can get people motivated on the inside. They're going to do it. You know what I mean? But they're just so beaten down by their circumstances. And I'm not a guy that dwells on yesterday, bro. I move forward, you know? And so, you know what I mean? What's your first thing you do in the morning? You know, my wife and I, we listen to a lot of self-motivation. We meditate in the morning. We get our minds straight. We go in there, we work hard and play hard, you know? And so that is what we do. I teach three philosophies to every one of my patients and anyone who comes across me. Life by design. Well, physically, emotionally, chemically, what do you up to? Plan a vacation. Second is forward, never backwards. That old shit's going to show up and you're going to have to learn to shut it down as fast as you can, right? And then the third is everything we just said. Who are you? Redefine yourself. You have 30 seconds, go design your life and you know stuff's going to show up. So learn how to let it go. Now, who are you going to be? And then we teach them how to breathe into the belly and you start giving them some hope and some faith. And then they see you and the vibration you are. It's contagious, bro, because we're all one, baby. We're all one. You know, we're not separated.
All right, so you can definitely tell that Dr. Tim was bringing the passion, he was bringing the fire, he was bringing the energy, he's ready to roll. So let's get right into these seven strategies that are going to help out service-based businesses focus on profitability. Please, I just posted this on LinkedIn, so please go like the post, share it with anybody that is in your actual circle. The likes help get more engagement. Tag a friend on LinkedIn. If we're not connected, man, make sure that we're definitely tied in on that platform. That's my favorite platform right now by far. All right, let's dive in. So focus on profitability. But man, you know, people get into this revenue game and I know people think that they're really focused on profitability when they're really focused on revenue because they're not looking at the margins. And it's something it works well for people that are in the software business because they have like these 90% margins. Maybe if you're selling pharmaceuticals, right, where you got great margin, you can dive in on that. But man, most service-based businesses, and even most small companies, I would say, don't focus in on profitability. So make that a priority out the gate. That's number one. Tactic number two, stay connected to your ICP. Now, if we get right to the heart of the matter, the reason why the majority of service-based businesses and even small businesses, this is an organization thing across the board, big, small, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're afraid that you're excluding people just purely by targeting on someone. And by definition, you are, right? But I tell you what, man, these tips and these tactics I'm diving into, they stack on top of each other. Because if you're interested in profitability, you have to know exactly what your customers want, and that will allow you to address a bigger need, and then you could charge more because you'll be solving a bigger need for them. So this plays directly into it. Knowing your ideal client profile and targeting them, yes, you're going to exclude people. Doesn't mean you still can't sell your services or your widgets to other people that want to hit you up that are outside of the ICP. But man, when I tell you, it is a difficult way to scale when you're too thin, when you're servicing the whole world, you're trying to be everything to everybody, man, it's difficult to really get to a solid profit and have deep impact with people. So keep that in mind. Tactic number three, we got to commit to having and creating a phenomenal customer experience. I mean, I don't mean kind of good. I mean, phenomenal. And this is so important because, right, if you look at what's happening in today's world, especially across my generation, the millennial generation, man, we spend a lot of money on travel. We like experiences. And if that experience is garbage, I mean, like, I don't care sometimes how good the work is. Like, if your food is phenomenal, but the waiter sucks, if I come in, you got a dry atmosphere, you know, it's a little sloppy, it's not clean, I don't care how good the ribs are anymore. I'm out, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to probably get to the main course. And that's what I think about when I think about scaling up, is that we have to dedicate to having a phenomenal customer experience. It impacts our operations, it impacts how people feel about us, and that impacts even into our hiring and everything else we want to do when it comes to growing out our business. Tip number four, or tactic number four, let's call it that. invest in content marketing, period. That's where I'm at. That's why I'm doing this. I'm investing in content marketing. I believe in it. If you look at what's happening these days, more people are searching on TikTok and Instagram than Google for the first time. Now, this doesn't mean that Google's dead. A younger version of me, you know, used to write really bad written blog posts about how certain marketing strategies were dead. That's not what's happening, right? It's not dead. Google's like one of the top businesses in the US, if not the world. I mean, it's top five easy, right? I don't know exactly where it ranks on Forbes, but it's up there. And so search is here. SEO is not dead. All that still works. With that being said, more people are spending time on these platforms and looking for services and people that they can relate with on these social media platforms. And you need to create content so people can come familiar with your business. And that's just something that you have to do. And for most service-based businesses, they focus on local advertising, buying billboards and park benches and magazine ads. Sure, you could still get some, you know, good brand awareness there. I'm not hating on those on those channels. With that being said, it's hard to beat what's happening on social, man. And having a content and building a personality around your brand, whether it's the founder, which I think the founder should be involved in content, but either way, you need a face. You need somebody that's going to be willing to get out there on a regular basis. And there's a volume game that has to happen with this, because there's, you know, I get the whole quality versus quantity conversation, but anybody that's producing on any of these social media platforms, building an audience, they'll tell you there has to be a certain quantity that has to be hit. And that's just the game that you're in, right? So invest some into it. You don't have to do it all year round. And you can do this in sprints. You can have seasonal things that you ramp up and do, but you got to do them in the volume, and the quantity has to be there as the quality needs to kind of match it as well. So with that being said, and make the investment into a good content marketing strategy. Tip number five, man, simplify your pitch. Stop confusing people with all these crazy pricing strategies. Like, hey, man, you can buy this rate, but if you bring a friend, then it's half off, and we'll give you another 10% off a total package. I see people when they have three and four different line items of ways that people can go about, you know, getting discounts and offering coupons and, you know, different ways they can buy your service. And it's like, man, we're not really getting to the meat of the matter, right? Because one of the biggest challenges with service-based businesses is that you're selling something that's invisible, right? So when I sell a product, it's hard, it's tangible, you can see it. My product's going to solve this problem. It's a lot easier for me to line up. When I'm doing this, when people are selling services, a lot of my clients, right, they're trying to explain the problem. They're not embedded into how their ICP is thinking about the problem. And this goes back to previous conversations. And even with the content marketing, a big play of why a podcast, man, because it helps you get in the mind. When you do an interview-based podcast, it helps you get in the mind of your potential prospects. And you understand how your prospects think about the problem. And the better you're aligned with their thought process, the easier it is for you to build out a pricing strategy that makes sense to say, oh, this guy can solve my problem. And that's why simplifying your pitch goes back to understanding your ICP. And it just builds right on top of one another. Because if you know your ICP, then you'll be able to get more profitable because you're solving the problems in a unique way that the rest of the guys in the market field probably aren't doing. So simplify your pitch, man. Get right to it. Understand who you're serving, and but making sure that it is digestible in a couple options. I like, some people like one option, like, hey, here's the option, and we can negotiate if you're that type of service person, but I like two, you know, A or B. We got the premium, we got the base model. Your call, right? That's how I like to roll. Tactic number six, fix your follow-up. I tell you right now, the follow-up is just as important as lead generation, just as important. Obviously, you got to have the leads to get to start the follow-up, but man, it takes five to seven touches, they say, to even get into a buying conversation. I'll tell you what, though, there's a lot of things happening that you're not even involved in. Like this whole dark web and this, you know, these communities that are happening. Like I have Nearsight Health where, you know, if you're a healthcare provider, if you're into biohacking or you like fitness tech, medical devices, man, they're in there talking all types of stuff. And it's literally something that you, if you're trying to sell to them, you have no clue. You don't even know that you're in the conversation, good, bad, or ugly, right? Goes back to having a great customer experience. So find a way to fix your follow-up and make it something that's unique. Don't hit them with the same, hey, you know, not sure if you saw the last email. I mean, that's dry and boring. No, I didn't see your last email. Man, I got things to do in my life. So find a way to capitalize on it, and you can add value along the way with your follow-up process. So fix your follow-up. Man, and as we get ready to wrap up, last one, not the least, though. I tell you, this is foundational. Stay true to your core values, period. Don't hustle backwards. Man, stop going to work for companies that you don't care about or doing work that you don't appreciate, because it's 2022. There's all types of ways to get money. You can do fractional work. You can side hustle. There's all types of ways to get money these days. There's certifications you can pick up within 48 hours and get yourself into a brand new career path. Do things that you care about and you're passionate about. Understand why you're showing up, who you're showing up for. And this all plays back as a business owner. Man, this is everything. It's an inside game, period, first and foremost. All right, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this quick rant about, you know, how you can increase your actual service-based business. If you appreciate this, if you want to see more of it, please let me know. Again, connect with me on LinkedIn, IG. I'll have my plays that you can reach me in the actual show notes. And with that being said, I look forward to doing more and more of these conversations on the actual podcast and really diving into, you know, how we can help service-based businesses scale, man. It's something I'm passionate about. I've been in there, and I really want to see more people succeeding, especially my customers that are out there, man, that are doing, they have great hearts, good people, but man, sometimes the business is boring. That's a whole separate combo. We'll save it for later, man. I look forward to doing more of this. Don't get yourself uncomfortable today. Let me wrap up with saying that. Get yourself uncomfortable. Do things, listen to people, take the advice, hear the harsh feedback, whatever it is. Get uncomfortable, and man, it makes it amazing. I'm out.